Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
Friends, family in Christ, thank you so much for tuning in and thank you for sharing the podcast. That is how we're getting out there. Under God's sovereignty, thanks to you. Special treat today. Today we have in studio Carl Kirby, Reasons for Hope, the website r4h.com. That's the word F-O-R, R-F-O-R-H.com. And yeah, we're going to talk about some events he's in town for, some apologetics, a new debunked video, and maybe even talking in public schools. Carl, welcome back to Worldview Matters.
David, you always bless me, brother. Thank you for letting me be with you.
You're most welcome. Thanks for taking the time. You just flew in today.
Yep.
So let's just let everybody know right now, this is pre-recorded.
Yeah.
Carl's in town. We're in Appleton in the studios here. He's doing an event in Green Bay at the zoo. And this is 2 days after the election, so we don't know who won. might not even know yet.
We do know the Lord's in control, so whoever it is, pray for him.
Yes, pray. pray that God saves our government and really wakes up the church.
Amen.
I think waking up the church has to come first.
Amen,
revival,
brother.
Revival, repentance.
If my people who are... I think it
my
starts
people. Yeah. So, all right, well, Carl, so much going on, but let's just talk first about what you're in town for.
Yeah.
Really unique opportunity. A church brought you in Green Bay Baptist Church, and you're speaking at the zoo.
Right.
And then you're going to be speaking at the church. So
right. What's
this? What are you going to be doing?
Well, I'm killing three birds with one stone because I get to come and do this show with you. Thank you for that.
Cool.
And then Academy of Excellence is an amazing organization here in Wisconsin. And they brought me up to do the zoo. So they said they think 700 people that are signed up to go to the zoo. So I'll go out and I'll do a presentation at the zoo. And then we'll go inside the zoo. And with that many people, I can't, you know, take all of them. So what I do is I'll go station myself by an animal so that as the people come through, they've seen me doing the speaking thing. Then it's like, hey, come on over. Let me give you some backstory and some unique fun information. We do these tours all over. All right. You know my background. I was with the Creation Museum. My job was to raise the funds to build the Creation Museum. Well, and I mean no disrespect here, but I'm at this stage now where it's like, you know what? We don't need to build any more Creation Museums. We need to turn every zoo, every museum, every planetarium on this planet into a Creation Zoo Museum Planetarium. And you can do that when you have a biblical worldview.
Yep.
I'm not afraid of the signage. This is what the world says. Here's what the Word of God says. Let's go in. Let's look at it. Here's what they say, but here's what we actually see. And when you teach a generation how to think and teach parents how to think, these places become creationist zoos, and that's what we're going to do tomorrow in Green Bay.
You know, let's talk a little bit more about that, because
yeah.
I think this was an eye-opener for me to hear about the Academy of Excellence.
Yeah.
Before we got on the podcast here, we were talking with Freedom Project Executive Director Mike Menzel. He was talking about this, how tax dollars are being used to help homeschooling families
absolutely
go to the zoo
and
hear about creation, whatever, and you're able to talk to these kids, and you don't have to censor yourself.
No.
Tell us more about that.
Yeah, it's crazy. They've got brick and mortar schools in Milwaukee, but then they also have the online school.
And you spoke there too.
At
the zoo.
Oh yeah, yeah. The last two times it was the Milwaukee Zoo, but I guess they've got a group up in this area that said, "Hey, we want to do that up here," because we had over 1,000 down at the Milwaukee Zoo. It was really good responses. And so, yeah, the head guy, Randy, is a genius. And he has figured out how to get this thing running and make it work so that when I come in there, when I go to the brick and mortar, when I do the Academy of Excellence, any event that I speak at, there's no restrictions put on me. And I would say most of those kids are probably not even Christian, quite frankly. But the school system in Milwaukee is not that good. And so
understatement.
I'm trying to be generous, right? and so... The parents are bringing their children there, and I think it's actually three brick and mortars, if I remember correctly now, but it's more than one. And I get to go in there, and those kids are amazing. We have just a blast with them, and so the Academy of Excellence is the same way. We'll be out there. I'll do the presentation. We'll go through the zoo. And like I said, man, we can turn these zoos into creation zoos by just learning about the design. We have a book called Fascinating Facts that we're going to have one for every continent. Our first one's out dealing with Africa. The brand new one is just getting released, and that's dealing with North America. And then every other continent, we're going to have one. But if you take the content inside of those books, as a parent, you can go through any zoo in America and do a tour from a biblical perspective and not be afraid of reading the signage at all.
Wow. This is exciting news to a lot of people.
I love it, man.
Yeah, I'm thankful for that. That you don't have to censor yourself. Speaking of censoring yourself, well, you didn't censor yourself, but when was the last time you spoke at a public school?
Oh, goodness. It has to be at least 12 years ago.
And what happened? I know you've told this story.
Yeah,
before.
Yeah, it was crazy. So the pastor asked me to come in. He says, would you speak at a school? I said, sure. I thought it was a Christian school, right? That's typical. We pull up to the public school, and I said, this is a public school? He said, yeah. I said, do they know who I am? And because I was supposed to speak on racial reconciliation. He said, yeah, they know, just don't preach. I said, Pastor, there is no way to deal with racial reconciliation without preaching the gospel.
Yeah.
Because that's the only answer to this. You want to deal with critical race theory? You want to deal with race, period? There's only one race, the human race, and that's from God's word.
Amen.
You remove God's word, then it's a free-for-all, right? So I said, man, I can't do that. I can't deal with racial reconciliation and not preach. So I changed my talk to the fossil record. And all I did is I showed the phylogenetic charts, the family trees. You start down here with these, and it turns into this, turns into this, turns into this. I used the secular charts, and I started saying, okay, here's the chart, and this depicts dinosaur evolution. Down here were two reptiles, and given enough time, millions of years, you get all the different dinosaurs. Kind of interesting. Notice there's two different colored lines. You got the dark lines. You got the light lines. What's the dark line mean? And down here says solid fossil evidence. What's the white stuff? Hypothesized evolutionary. It's like, so what does that mean? That means there's no evidence. If you got rid of the white stuff, then one thing stayed, one thing never changed from or into anything else. I think we have another explanation for that. But let's go to the next chart. And after like three charts, 10 minutes,
oh my goodness,
they pulled the fire alarm to get me out. My son came up to me. The kids, one young man jumped up. Finally, something that was interesting. And you did this? I mean, he yelled this. There's 1,000 kids in there. And they're walking by, and I had kids going, thank you, thank you. And then my son came up to me and said, Dad, you better take your computer. He said, the whole time you were speaking, the science teacher was screaming at the principal that this is illegal. I'm going to report this. So she pulled the fire alarm to get the whole thing stopped.
Oh, my goodness.
So it was like, First of all,
science teacher, right?
And I told him, I said, look, you gave me 30 minutes. By the time I got up, I only had 20, all right? The average time a young person spends in a school is 900 hours a year. I said, if you gave me those children for 900 hours a year, I'd give you a whole hour. Come in and do your best, because I'm going to blow you out of the water for the other 899 hours. I said, if you're afraid of what I can do in 20 minutes, how bad is your position? So it was a good time to have a conversation anyway.
So that's a great setup to the fact that the theory of evolution is taught as true
fact.
Science, in fact.
Yeah.
In the government-run schools, and
absolutely,
they will not tolerate the creation account, the biblical worldview. That, and I say that, friends, because we do have some in our audience, a lot of, you know, children that are still in the public schools that the parents really, maybe they don't understand that, or maybe
sure,
they don't know how radicalized it's become, hostile against the biblical worldview. Because
yeah,
that was, and you didn't even preach the gospel or anything.
No, I didn't use the Bible. I didn't talk about God. I just said,
wow,
look, this is what happened. These things turned, but there's no evidence for that, so maybe there's another way. But David, I also want to be gracious in that, look, there are families that they can't afford public school. I'm a single parent. I don't have time to homeschool. So I don't want to attack anybody, but here's the thing that I would say to any parent. If you are able, you have got to get engaged in the education of your child, because it's not the government's job. It's not the church's job to educate your child. It's the parents' job. And specifically, the Bible mentions fathers. Fathers train your children.
Yep.
Now, there are a lot of single parent homes out there, single moms, and I'm not attacking them. So that means you need a body of Christ around you to help you accomplish what you're supposed to do. But dads, if you abdicate your responsibility to the government, the church, or to mom, There, I made everybody mad. That's homeschool, Christian school, right? If you abdicate your responsibility to any one of those, you're not going to like the outcome because it's your job to be engaged. Yeah. They can help you in your responsibility, but you got to be engaged, and you can do it. You can teach a child how to think, not what to think. And that's why I love the zoos, the museums, and that application component.
So I say that because it's been years since you were able to speak in a public school, which is very tolerant of school administrations run by the government, but you're going to be doing it next week in Kansas.
Yeah. I was blown out of the water last night. I talked to the pastor, and I looked down at the schedule, and it's busy. I mean, I'm like speaking four times a day for 5 days, and I see this school, community college. I said, are these Christian schools? Is it a Christian school? He said, no, it's a secular school. I said, you got me in a secular school? It's been over 12 years since I got in one.
Wow.
He said, no, I got you in two. So I'm going to be in two public schools, government schools, out in Kansas, and praising God for the fact that people are still trying to get this message out. Look, I just put it like this. Yes, it's crazy, and it might even be crazier now because of this last election. All right? God is still on the throne. Yep. Go down swinging. I don't care who is out there and in charge and all that stuff. God is still ultimately in charge.
Our mission hasn't changed.
It has not changed. We got to be busy, and we got to be about God's business. Don't let anybody get in your way and stop you.
Preach the gospel. If necessary, use words. No. That's not a good one. No, I was thinking about preach the word in season and out of season. I brought up that. You know what? Okay, I got to go there now that I brought that up because I never liked that quote.
I hate it.
Because that means if necessary, use words.
Yeah.
People can go to hell thinking you're a good person nice person and not know the gospel.
Yeah, let's do all this nice stuff. But why you're doing what you're doing is just as important, in my humble opinion many times, as to what you're doing. And they're not going to know the why unless you open your lips. And so we have to be, that's why our ministry, our tagline is, when it comes to our faith, you have to know it, live it, share it. Yeah. Because knowing it is important. God commands us to study to show ourselves approved, to have an answer for the reason for the hope that lies within us.
Amen.
But then you got to live it, because if your life and your lips aren't in sync, that's called hypocrisy, number one attack against Christianity.
Yep.
So your life has to be in sync with it, but then you have to share it. Because if you live a perfect life, have all the answers, and you never get to
keep
the preaching
yourself.
Of the gospel,
how selfish is that?
It's worthless. And so we need all three.
So we've got a couple of minutes before we take a break. Over at Reasons for Hope, that's rforh.com. There's something over there about, what is it, a retreat, Equip Retreat.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit about that before we got on the podcast. Fascinating what you guys are doing. I love Equip because not enough pastors are doing it.
Yeah.
What are you doing to equip? And are these for kids, families? Go ahead.
It is junior high up. Families can come. Parents can come with their children, of course. Equip retreats, we do them right now. We're in South Carolina. We're in Georgia. We're going to be in Virginia next year, Illinois, Montana. So we're spread out all over the place, and we're trying to grow them even more. Mm. But it's 17. We have 17 teaching sessions over 5 days, David.
Wow.
I've had parents literally tell me, oh, no, please don't do that. My children will be calling on Tuesday. Want to come home. Never happened. Never happened. I've literally got video when I was in Georgia. It was Georgia last year. And it was this year. It's time. But in the Georgia camp, I'm speaking, and I look down, and we'd gotten so engaged. The kids were interacting. I looked down. I had like 30 minutes left in my talk, but I only had 10, 15 minutes of time left. So I just off the cuff said, hey, guys, let me skip ahead here so I can get us back on track and get you guys out on time, because it was free time after I finished for the giant swing and the boats and all the stuff, right? I've got it on video. No, we don't want to go. We want to hear more. We don't have any place to go. The kids were literally crying out to keep going. And this is what we see, is that when you're talking about issues that they're being confronted with, they want answers. They want me.
Yes.
And so that's what we do at the Equip Retreats, man. They are just going after this generation, giving them answers to the issues that they're confronted with.
I got to share this story because one of those issues is the challenge with the LGBTQ indoctrination in the schools and Hollywood corporations and what's happening there. I spoke at a youth camp. This was about 5 years ago. It was a Bible camp, about 100 Christian kids, youth. And it was a Saturday night. They had free time after my session, because I talked about creation and walked through that whole thing. And then I got to male, female, and just talked a little bit about that. And then from the biblical perspective, and I was done, I said, hey, see you tomorrow. A lot of them stayed after, and there was a line of kids to ask me questions.
Absolutely.
almost every person, he either had a comment or a question about, hey, I have a friend who's LGBTQ, or I have someone who thinks they're transgender, and they wanted to ask me more about that. They wanted to hear more.
Right.
So these kids, these Christian kids, want to know how to be able to respond.
Absolutely.
With love and truth.
Absolutely.
Grace and truth. Jesus, the perfect balance of grace and truth, right? Mm-hmm. And I thought that was a unique story. But I'm looking over at this page, and one of the campers said, I'm excited to take all this and not just leave it at camp, but take it and bring it out and share it with all the people that I can. And I'm excited to get the opportunity to use the tools that I've been given to share. And that's the third part of your...
Amen. Amen.
So we've got to take a brief pause. Again, Carl Kirby, Reasons for Hope. We'll be right back on Worldview Matters.
Today's show is brought to you by Harbingers Daily. World news biblically understood. Stay informed at harbingersdaily.com.
Hey, friends, thank you for allowing us to grow by following us on Rumble and sharing the podcast. Please do, if you haven't been on that platform, follow Freedom Project. Also, download our free Freedom Project Media app on your iPhone. So, Carl Kirby, the next topic I want to get to is the latest debunked.
Yeah.
First of all, we always have new audience members, new listeners and viewers, and they probably don't know what the heck debunked is. Yeah. So if you can bullet point that and then share, biblical faith is blind faith. So share about what debunked is and then tell us about the new one.
Well, the easiest way that I explain it is that we're going after a generation that has a 2.2 second attention span. Now, people understand what I'm talking about. Younger generation. That's what the research supposedly shows, right? Goodness. Which, by the way, is supposedly less than a goldfish.
Wait a minute. What'd you say?
Exactly. I read this article. They said that they did goldfish. A goldfish has a 3 second attention span. Now, first of all, David, who in the world's going to do that research and how? I mean, you got to stopwatch a goldfish and what's a goldfish going to pay attention to? Well, bubbles? I mean, and number two, who paid for it? I think our tax dollars did.
The government.
We were there. But anyway, so if you want to go after that generation, you can't do it with today we're going to. They're gone.
Yeah.
Right? So we take on topics. What are the topics that they're bringing up? Because at our camps, when we do the equip retreat, we put out index cards every day. What are the questions keeping you from selling out for the Lord Jesus Christ? Turn them in. And that's what we deal with during the week. Mm-hmm. And so we then take those topics and what are the most prevalent, and then we take it and we debunk it. So they're animated, 3.5 to 5 minute animated, fast-paced videos that address all kind of issues. And the latest is biblical faith is blind faith, debunked.
Debunked.
And the reason we do it that way is, believe it or not, well, you probably understand this. We get banned and blocked on YouTube and Facebook and all those, any social media platform.
Are you violating community standards? Come on.
Brother, you I could read you the reasons that they're banning our stuff and blocking our stuff. So what we did, this is, look, to me,
whatever works.
No means yes in a foreign language. I just got to figure out what language they're speaking, right? So they would block us if we did a positive on, biblically it's wrong to judge, right? If you put it like that, where the Bible is wrong, they'll do that. But if you put it in a positive where the Bible doesn't say it's wrong to judge, they're going to ban that. Jeez. So we had to get to the stage where it's like, so our next debunk coming out, there's nothing wrong with pornography. Debunked. Yeah. Right? Because, hey, see, that's going to feed the flesh. There's nothing wrong with...
To the world. Yeah.
To the world, it's going to feed the flesh. But then the debunked allows us to come in, and now we're going completely and totally opposite. So we caught a lot of flack from our brothers and sisters saying, you're saying that it's okay. No. You got to understand what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a world that doesn't play fair, so we're not going to play fair. When we give the message, we don't water down. Like I said, it's animated, fast-paced, biblical, solid, but we're dealing with it in a way that we can even get the world to hopefully look at it.
And they're incredibly fast-paced, very well done, and very engaging, and no wonder youth, once they get into that, they're going to watch it.
Yeah.
So I did want to talk about briefly, hell ain't a bad place to be.
Debunked.
Yeah, hell's just going to party with my friends.
That's
right?
What got us in. Debunked. Hell ain't such a bad place to be. Yeah. Well, because think of it, the world that we're living in now, hey, let's go to hell and we're all going to party together. My friends are all going to be there. I want to be in hell. It's not a party. It is going to be what the scripture tells us about it. Nobody should want to go there. Now, when you hear me speak, you've seen me speak and everything, and a lot of times I use a lot of sarcasm, humor to try to, you know, engage people. But there's some things that we can't even be funny on, and hell is one of them. Yeah. There's no joke about it. People are going to spend eternity in either one of two places, and we have to love them enough to tell them the truth. And so that's what we do with hell. It is a real place because of real sin, and there's real consequences, and we have to be honest.
So I haven't asked you about this. I'm just now thinking of it. I've talked to Juan Valdez, yeah. Holly Varnum, and Frank Figueroa yeah. Jr. And in fact, I think I connected with him. He was in Hawaii.
Probably.
Yeah. So, and you, of course, over at r4h.com, Reasons for Hope. If someone wants to bring in a speaker or yeah. even, I don't know, do an event, just how do people do that?
They could go to rforh.com and see the speaker tab, and there's a place there that they could request a speaker. If they download our app as well, and man, there's hours of free content in there. All the debunk videos are on there under the debunk tab, okay. plus debunk TV, which are 28-minute programs, fleshing out the arguments that are used in the 3-minute video.
Wow.
So parents, you watch that 28-minute video, so now you feel more comfortable to use the video as a tool to witness to your friends. There's a Just for Kids section on there, a one-month devotional, all that design feature on animals and everything. Four animals, six videos each, 90-second video. You watch it. There's questions based on the animal. Answers are in there for the parents. And then there's a coloring sheet if you got the ADD gang, and that's all under there for Fast Facts under yep. Just for Kids. And so if they download that, even if they go under Events tab on there, there's a place where they could even request a speaker to come in.
So I've got it. Reasons for yeah. Hope app, Full Gospel, Debunked, Apologetics, Read Our Blog, Events,
yep.
Equip Retreat, there's yep. Merch, Espanol.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did Juan put that up?
Juan. Yep. Juan. We're doing even more.
Awesome. So the next thing, we're 5 minutes already. Oh. See, I told you it would go by fast. You have what's called Impact, a curriculum.
Yeah.
Tell us about that, Carl.
One of one of the lessons, I should say, is on the app as well so people can see it. What we're doing, and we're taking on the tough questions that the world throws at us, but then what we do is we take that know it, live it, share it approach. So out of the units that are there, it's not meant to be like one a week. Right? I mean, if it takes you 3 weeks to go through unit one, you go through it. But what we're doing is we use the debunked videos, and that's kind of a catalyst so the kids will okay. get something. A lot of video in the teaching so that whatever issue that we're addressing, like how do we know Jesus is God? What about the Trinity and those types of things? We address those types of topics, but we deal with them from that know it, live it, share it component so that not only do you have the answers, but then you know how to go out and do something with it. Okay. And so it's really it's just a way of putting feet to our faith, quite frankly.
Awesome. Impact curriculum. You guys are on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. You're still on YouTube? They allow
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. We get, well, TikTok is where I think we're on number six because they block us. Like our videos will blow up. We throw
China's blocking you?
Oh, it's hard to believe.
TikTok?
we put the video out, we'll get 100,000 views, and then all of a sudden, stop, done.
Too popular.
Right? Yep, and it just, so we've had, and then we put another video up after that, nothing happens. So we've had to, we'll start a new channel. I think we're on number six.
So isn't it interesting, I just thought about, China created TikTok, right, and put yeah. that out there, but they, you cannot, if you're in China, you can't be on
you can't watch it.
They prevent their kids. Can you help me make sense of that? But yet American kids are just soaking it up on TikTok.
It makes as much sense as the people out in California that are making all of these wonderful apps and all these kind of things won't let their own child have a smart device.
Because they're addicting.
They know. And they know exactly what it's doing.
And if you're a Christian, there's some bad stuff on there. And some of these apps and some of
yes.
these links can yes. take you to places parents.
That is the hard thing. Yes, yeah. we're in all those places, but it's not like I really want people to go to those places. Yeah. But if they're going to be there, at least there's something that you can not go down that other road. Because you're so right. There's so much bad stuff available.
Well, what you said was important earlier, and how did you put it that you whatever means you need to use to get the gospel and get the truth out there? Because I've been shadow banned and censored, and
yep.
that's why I have a Rumble channel as well.
Yeah.
And you know, we have to just be on whatever platforms we can,
right?
if we're, as long as we still have free speech, and we do.
And that's the thing. We're going down swinging. We know.
Brother.
It's crazy. There's so many bad things. And right now, people might be really, really distraught. Go down swinging. Do not let circumstances surrounding you keep you from doing what we're called to do, which is to go out and speak the truth in love to a world that needs to know there's another way.
Yeah. Interesting that you said some people are distraught. I'm wondering, because like I said, friends, this is pre-recorded, and this is the week before the election.
Yeah.
And we don't know what the results are. So most people in our audience are feeling one way or another.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting to see, but I think you said it earlier that we've got to have our focus on Christ.
Absolutely.
On God's sovereignty. We're here for such a time as this, and go down swinging, fighting the good fight. 2 minutes left. Just to allow you to encourage our viewers.
Well, you know, one of the things that I say is that the darker it gets, the brighter we should shine. So regardless of what's going on in the culture, God has called us to be a light that's on a hill. And so if it's getting dark and you're feeling like, oh, what can I do? What you can do is turn it over to the Lord Jesus Christ and allow him to use you. There are so many ways that we can be a light in this culture. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes it's through a kind word. Sometimes it's through an action. But I can guarantee you this. One of the talks that I give, I have a video that talks about this young lady who's an atheist. And at the very end, it's a man on the street interview. The interview was over. The interviewer had put the microphone on the table, but the camera kept running. And she had already told us she's an atheist and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. But she said, you know, I'm looking everywhere for somebody to explain it. I'm looking. And I can't find anybody.
Seeking answers.
This is what I would say to people. You have people living next door to you that are looking for someone to explain it. Mm. Get engaged in your faith. Trust the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, strength. That's where apologetics comes in. Amen. And then get out and do something with it.
Carl, a man of action. Mm. And it's always great to see you. Good to have you in studio. I'm looking forward to hearing a report from your public school experience when you get over to Kansas.
I can't argue lie with you.
Really,
brother. It's going to be interesting.
Part of you is going, okay, I really don't know what to expect.
I don't. I really don't.
Because you were kicked out of the last public school, and that was in Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah. So it is with fear and trepidation that I go before that.
Well, I really appreciate you and your ministry and what you guys are doing over at Reasons for Hope and Debunked. It's a great way. We're not reaching youth like you guys are.
Yeah.
We all have different positions to play on the biblical worldview team.
Body of Christ, brother.
Right. Amen.
Body of Christ.
Amen. Well, God bless you. May he enlarge your territory, brother. Thank you.
Thank you, David, and may the Lord richly bless what you're doing here.
Thanks, brother. All right, guys, r4h.com. Make sure to get their app, Reasons for Hope app, on your iPhone. Well, again, I hope you're doing well no matter what's going on out there in the world, and maybe the election results haven't even been tabulated. Maybe we don't know yet at this point. It's going to be fun. It's a faith adventure. God bless you, and as always, keep speaking the truth about things that matter.